if they were, if they were using this seesaw or this merry-go-round, what would you say they are? What?
Seesawing.
Are. Anything else? Would you ever say teetering?
Mm-mm.
When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so the children can go back and forth, you're making a
swing.
All right. What do you carry coal in?
Scuttle, a bucket.
All right. What runs from the stove to the chimney?
A flue.
All right.
A pipe, stovepipe.
What's the difference between a flue and a stovepipe?
Well, I guess the flue is what the stovepipe runs up into.
I see. Carries off the...
carries off the smoke and the heat.
What do you call a small vehicle to carry bricks or other heavy articles with a little wheel in front
wheel
and two hands to push it back? All right. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call a Georgia buggy?
No.
What do you sharpen a scythe on?
Sharpen what?
A scythe. You know, one of those things that you cut grass with?
We don't have one. An anvil. No, let's see. Whetstone.
Whetstone, right. Ever anything else?
Grinding stone.
Grinding stone.
That's what I was trying to think
all
of.
Right. That's the kind that turns round, right?
Mm-hmm.
The grinding stone. The kind that's just a big stone that you
it's
rub back and forth.
Rock.
This is a wet rock or a wet stone. You ever called a rub stone?
No.
What is the thing that you drive?
A car.
What other terms could you use for
automobile.
Anything else?
Vehicle.
All right. If something is squeaking, to lubricate it, you have to do what to it?
All right.
All right. Not if you wanted to have something more solid than oil, what would you do?
Put lubricating oil or grease on it.
Okay. If you did it yesterday, you would say he had the car what yesterday?
He had the car oil or grease yesterday.
All right. If grease got all over your hands, they are all...
Greasy.
That's one of the key words that they keep finding different pronunciations for. If you have a door hinge that is squeaking, what would you say you ought to do to it?
It should grease that door. Okay. Should oil that door hinge.
All right. What is it that you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene oil.
Anything else you might call it? Never coal oil?
Not here.
Or carbon oil?
No.
What might you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag bottle and kerosene?
Kerosene lamp.
All right. Would you ever call it a flambeau?
It's just a plain kerosene lamp. We used to have them.
Yes, I've seen them too. In fact, we have a one that we
it's
use for
camping. It's good to have one when you have
yes, indeed.
Shortage
of ice storm was a very good thing to have.
Sure.
Inside the tire of the car is the inner what?
Inner tube.
If they've just built a boat and they're going to put it in the water, you say they're going to...
Launch that boat.
What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
I wouldn't go in fishing in any boat on a small lake.
Don't you like boats?
But a lot of people just take out a canoe
mm-hmm.
or just a small boat.
Mm-hmm. All right. If it's got a flat bottom, what would you call it?
Cabin cruiser.
Cabin cruiser. If it's smaller than a cabin cruiser, what would you call it?
Houseboat.
A houseboat. If it's just a very small boat with a flat bottom and you use oars on it, what would you call it?
Just a boat.
Just a boat. Plain old boat. You wouldn't call it a John boat or a pirogue. If you're going to the next village and you say, would you be, and I say, would you be home today? You might say, no, I...
No, I won't be back today.
All right.
But we don't say village down here.
Well, true, our town, our city. If I asked when you were going, you might say, I, what, today?
Won't go today.
If you did go and you say, yes, I...
I probably will.
But
well,
if you
I did go.
Uh-huh, or if you,
I've already
if you say,
been.
I blank today, what? I...
Went today.
I went today. He said he was going to get some whatever...